This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Saturday, May 2nd is National Independent Bookstore Day. California started the observation last year, and the results grew into this year's national effort.
400 independent bookstores nationwide are joining in to share their message. According to the Indie Bookstore Day website, independent bookstores aren't just stores. They're community centers, local anchors run by passionate readers. Sponsors say indie bookstores aren't an anachronism. They're very much alive and growing.
Our next guest agrees with that assessment. John Christensen is the manager of Arcadia Books in Spring Green, Wisconsin. John, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be here.
So, John, why should people get out there and celebrate National Independent Bookstore Day, do you think?
I think the website has it right, or at least what we're trying to do, which is to be more than just a place to get your latest book, but it's a place to figure out what that book is and have a discussion with passionate readers, whether they work here or just are also shopping here, who want to help you connect with that next book that's really going to perhaps make you think about something in a different way or take you on a journey that you weren't expecting. So we're really trying, to connect, people with great writing, whether it's really old or really new. And so we hope that we get a chance to see a lot of folks tomorrow, as do all of my colleagues at their stores around the state.
And what is your approach to hooking up the reader with that next great book that they're going to love?
Well, you try to get them to talk. I always ask people, and they say, I just need a really good book to read. I just say, well, tell me about another book that you liked. And it's as much about the way they talk about it as what the particular book is. I mean, we try to have, things where if they say, if it's a younger person who says, I really liked The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, we have some other books that we think that they'll, respond to well. But also you try to hear what kinds of things what kind of things people remember about the books they love, and you hope that you can point them to something that they may not have thought of or that doesn't seem similar, but that you learned, brings out the same kind of response in people when they read it.
Well, right now there's a lot of new ways for people to get connected with a book. I'm thinking of, the website Goodreads, or when you go on some of the major online marketplaces that sell books, Amazon.com, you can click on a book and it will say, people also read this book, and that's their way of recommending books. What do you think about how to stay competitive for independent bookstores when there are other avenues now for connecting readers with books?
Well, I mean, people ask me that in the store a lot, and I will say, we're not exactly in the same business as online bookstores, because, the big online bookstores, aren't in your neighborhood. They're not bringing, authors to your community. I mean, I'm ducking out right before we have an author event tonight in a few minutes. And they're not, they're not giving donations to, to the local high school raffle and things like that. And they're not employing your friends and neighbors. So we're competing in terms of, of as much as of what we contribute to our community, as anything, and our job, is to demonstrate that that's worth, the sometimes higher price that you have to pay in the short term, but we think it's definitely a value to our customers, and our customers say the same thing. So we try to compete on what we contribute to our neighborhood and to our towns as much as anything.
Well, let's talk about that community building aspect of local independent bookstores. So there's the getting of books, the buying of books, the reading of books, as sometimes happens there. But what about all the other stuff? What are some of those key things?
Well, we have our own book clubs that we host that each meet once a month that we organize, and we try to pick a slate of books that we think people will be interested in, whether it's fiction or history or nonfiction. We also are a space, frankly. A lot of book clubs meet here. We have have coffee and food and things like that as well, so people can gather and they can exchange their latest interests, and we just try really hard to listen to people and take it very seriously whenever someone says that they're really excited about something. Especially, I always think if I've never heard of it, I get really interested because it's my business. So I like to pretend that I'm hearing about everything. So when somebody else is really excited about something, that's really exciting to me.
What is your sense of the overall health of independent bookstores, both at your bookstore and nationwide? Because, you know, we hear a lot about the decline of brick-and-mortar places, and even big chains like Borders went under.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, if you check with the American Booksellers Association, who are the kind of trade association of independent bookstores, you know, they are... Their membership numbers have gone up every year since 2011, which is the year that we started. And for the number of independent stores is growing. You know, most of the great store in Madison, Mystery to Me, opened up 2 years ago, and we've had, you know, more stores joining those associations nationwide. And I think that readers, you know, are figuring out that If they value what they're getting from discovering new books, that they weren't expecting to find, or you know, talking to people who are passionate about what they read, that's worth something to them. I think that you know, brick and mortar stores are not going anywhere as long as people still need the experience of somebody. A real human, you know, putting two books together and saying, I think this is what you should read next.
You know, in getting ready for this, I was thinking about the novelist Ann Patchett. She wrote Bel Canto. She started up her own independent bookstore because she said she thought that she missed the kind of bookstore she remembered from her childhood and young adulthood that really didn't exist so much anymore. So she just opened her own bookstore. I gather that it's going quite well. Do you think there is something to that people miss maybe an old school style bookstore that is more of a community gathering space where there is more personal contact?
You know, I certainly think people connect with it. We opened our store within the same couple of months as when Ann opened Parnassus in Nashville. We're sort of learning things at the same pace. You know, I mean, Nashville, of course, is much bigger than Spring Green is, but I think, you know, as she writes about what she's experienced, I feel the same thing, that there's just it's so much fun to put a book in somebody's hand and say, you need to read this because it's fantastic, and I can tell that you'll love it, and that's just that's more fun than anything any of us get to do in the rest of our jobs. You know, so I think people do miss that connection. I think it's, you know, the author Jeff Kinney, who writes the Diary of a Wimpy Kid book series, also just opened a bookstore in Massachusetts. And you know, so I hope this is becoming a trend. You know, where authors decide that the kinds of stores that they want their books to be in have to exist. And so that's going to be a growing club, I think, of best-selling authors who own their own stores. So I mean, it really, people definitely connect with the idea of the bookshop, you know, and the idea that there are people in there who know about all the books and can tell you about them and can find just the right one for you.
Now, we talked about technology maybe being a challenge for independent bookstores, but I suppose it doesn't have to be. Are there examples where you've embraced technology and it's enhanced your business?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we sell e-books. You know, there's a partnership that independent stores can have with a great company called Kobo, you know, who sells e-books just the way Amazon does, and you can, you know, can sign up. You know, as our customer, and buy books from them, and we're their partner in that, and that's been a good program for us, and I think for a lot of stores, and we certainly don't, you know, I mean, I'm no Luddite. I mean, I read a lot of advanced copies on an e-reader. You know, we get a chance to read things before they come out, and that's the easiest way for us to get them. We're also starting to do, as a lot of stores are, to do author events, you know, via Skype and things like that, you know, where we can get a chance to connect our readers and our customers with writers, you know, who can't necessarily travel out to see us, but who can, you know, can take time to be in the same cyber room with our customers, and we can have great conversations that way. I think technology, if everybody is smart, you know, is just going to bring us together more as writers and readers and as retailers.
And John, as we wrap up, you said your biggest thrill is putting a book in someone's hand that you think they're going to love. What should people read? What are you loving right now?
Oh boy, you know, I mean, you know, I I tend to read a lot of what's just coming out. I try to keep it, you know, to half fiction and nonfiction. I'm more of a nonfiction guy by nature, but in this job, I've been reading more fiction. I'm really enjoying books about grown siblings. If that seems to be a trend, you know. And there's a wonderful novel by Ann Packer, who people may remember wrote a novel called The Dive from Clawson's Pier a number of years ago, set in Wisconsin. She's got a new one called that is called The Children's Crusade, which takes a family of four siblings, sort of weaving in and out of their childhood and into their adulthood, and we learn, you know, how they got the way they are and what happened. Nothing, you know, horribly traumatic happens, but it's a really interesting investigation of sibling relationships and the way that children perceive their parents very differently, you know, despite having had the same experience. So I'm loving that. And then there's a new book on the Wright brothers that David McCullough is about to put out next week. He's written, you know, wonderful books on the Brooklyn Bridge and on the Revolutionary War, and this is his new book on the Wright brothers, and I think it's just terrific the way his books always are. So
great.
I've been enjoying those.
Couple of good recommendations. John, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the chance.
We've been speaking to John Christensen, manager of Arcadia Books in Spring Green, talking about tomorrow, which is National Independent Bookstore Day.